said that day is just meat.
Ow! Oh, bloody hell.
We can't let you go until we're sure that you're impotent or...
Hey!
Sorry, poor choice of words. Until we know that you're...
Flaccid?
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of NakedSpike.com, the podcast. This podcast is devoted to the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. There at the LiveJournal community, you can see some of the fan art, the icons, and some of the art that a lot of the fans have made. It's real good. And you can also read some of the fanfic. I am going to bring you a fanfic story right now. This one is called Being Honest, and it is by me. And it is Buffy, Spike, and Dawn. It is rated PG. Little bit of suggestion, not too bad. Buffy, I can't do this. Spike threw his cigarette down in anger. He leaned on the tree and stared at the ground sulkingly. Buffy rolled her eyes and took a deep breath. Come on, Mr. Grumpy, she cooed. Reaching out to touch his shoulder, she changed her mind and held them behind her back. Fine, have it your way, but I'm not telling anyone about us. Well, it's none of their business, she declared. Spike slowly looked up at her, making a pouty face. He huffed. Fine, love, don't. He shrugged and started to walk away from her. Buffy yelled after him in spite of herself. Spike! Spike! She quickly looked at the door to make sure nobody had come out, but it was too late. Dawn opened the door and saw Spike walking away. Spike? She called out to him. He stopped and turned around, sighing. Yeah, it's me, Niblet. Good old Spike. Dawn continued on. I put a movie in. Come on in and stay. She looked at Buffy whiningly with her eyes. Right, Buffy? Buffy let out a deep breath. Sure, come on, movie time, she huffed. Inside, Buffy was glad Dawn interrupted them and called him back. He treated Dawn like she was his sister, and Buffy liked that about him. That was Dawn and Spike. But Buffy and Spike? Buffy liked the way he tried to be gentle and loving with her after they... No, stop thinking like that, she screamed to herself. Buffy, did you hear me? You zoned out. Popcorn? Dawn smiled. Buffy replied to her, Sure, I'll get it. You get the movie started. Spike followed her into the kitchen. He leaned on the counter. I'm here for Dawn, not you. Just so's you know. He sneeringly said. He cocked his head and waited for her response. Buffy paid no attention to him as she unwrapped the plastic from the popcorn and placed it in the microwave. She turned slowly to look at him. His head cocked so sexily and his lips so inviting, a small smile escaped across her face. He saw that smile before she suppressed it and he grinned. He relaxed and watched her try to compose herself after getting caught. She pushed the buttons on the microwave and slowly turned to face him. She sighed and cautiously walked towards him. She reached for his hand and ran her fingers along his hand up to the side of his arm to the top of his shoulder to rest her hand on the nape of his neck. Her thumb found his earlobe and played with it lovingly. He bent his head to stroke her arm with his cheek. He closed his eyes and let a soft moan drift from his lips. The contact sent sparks through them both. His eyes jerked open and he growled. No, wait! You can't pull my strings when it suits you! He stepped back from her, not smiling, but almost crying. Buffy stepped towards him. Spike, no. Don't do this, she pleaded. She reached for him. He stepped back again. Again, I ask you, pet. What am I to you? He begged. Buffy smiled and ran her fingers across his lips. You are, well, you are my Spike. Spike who looks after Dawn like a sister. Spike who helps me and my friends. She stepped towards him. His bottom lip quivered at each word she spoke. She continued, You are Spike who holds me when I hurt. Spike who kisses all the loneliness away. And she stepped closer, pressing herself against him as she rested her head on his chest. And you are Spike. The one I love. With a look of complete surprise on his face, he gasped. What did you say? He stammered in shock. She wrapped her arms around him. I told you. I love you. He scoffed. So, is this what you say to get me to leave you and stop telling you I love you? She laughed. No, you silly git. This is me being honest with myself. Her grip tightened around him until he wrapped his arms around her. He bent down and gave her a delicious kiss, holding her tighter. If this was a joke, he didn't want to hear the punchline. Where's the popcorn? Dawn burst into the kitchen. Oh, sorry, she quickly said and covered her eyes. She turned to walk away. Dawn, wait! Buffy took a deep breath at what she was about to say. Spike inhaled, expecting her to create a tale of how he was giving her the Heimlich or something lame like that. Dawn, Spike and I... Dawn raised her eyebrows in anticipation. Buffy smiled and sighed as she slid her arms around Spike's waist. Spike stiffened with surprise. Well, Spike and I are seeing each other. There, she said it. Spike relaxed and gently wrapped his arms around her, pulling her closer to him. He loved her now more than ever. They both waited eagerly for Dawn's response. Dawn rolled her eyes and took the popcorn from the microwave. She placed it in the bowl without a word. Spike and Buffy watched her in confusion. As Dawn left the kitchen with the popcorn, she stopped to look at them both. Oh, by the way, duh. I've known for a while, but it was fun watching you two hide it. She laughed and left the kitchen. Spike and Buffy walked arm in arm after her. I hope you enjoyed this story. This was the first story that I posted on the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. Got a lot of positive feedback. That's one thing that definitely you want to do. If you like a story, leave the author feedback. I know I really like feedback, and I know everyone else does too. That goes for the icons and all of the fan art too. I leave comments on all of those because I think just like the writers, everyone likes to hear if someone liked their stuff or if someone didn't like it or suggestions. I love suggestions on all of my stuff. I know everyone else does too. So, have a wonderful week. And sorry this one was so late. Hope you enjoyed the audio that was before this. And have a great week.
I'm saying that Spike had a little trick to the vet, and now he doesn't chase the other puppies anymore.
I may be love's bitch, but at least I'm man enough to admit it.
What are you looking at?
The man I love.